Baker, southwest of Route 279, 1,725 feet southeast of Route 30, being parcel B, a variance from the side yard setback requirement. State your name and address.
Denise Baker, Dagsboro, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do. Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'm here tonight to request a side yard setback. I believe I'm asking for 4 foot for a two-car garage from the side setback. The history on this is back in 79 to 80, my parents purchased this plot of land, little under 5 acres. They installed a single wide mobile home. Next door to that, they built a two-car garage. They lived there. My mom passed in 2001, I believe. By virtue of her will, she left the property to my brother and I. We have subdivided or divided the lot, the parcel, in half. I have got the half that contained the single wide trailer and the two-car garage. He has the other side. The garage sits too close to his property line.
Okay. Are either of you planning to reside there?
Am I planning to reside there?
Or your brother?
I don't know. In the future, perhaps. The single wide was occupied by my mother up until she became ill and came to live with us. Since then, my son has resided there. There is, on my brother's side, there is a double wide mobile home that is occupied by family members. So as far as us actually being our primary residence, I don't know, but it could be.
Family is there.
Yes.
Thank you.
Is there a reason that the property line, when you subdivided the property line, was situated to allow for the proper amount of space or setback?
When the surveyor divided it?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have to be patient with me because I'm not very well versed in these things.
Was this all one property?
It was all one property.
Okay. With two dwellings on it.
With two dwellings on it.
How was that? Was that just how long has it been
there?
You can't speak unless you've been sworn in, but you're more than welcome to come up.
The second dwelling you're talking about?
Yeah, it's not common to have two dwellings on one parcel.
Right. In 1982, my mother was residing in the single wide. My sister had a need to place a home. So mom came in, and I'm not sure the terminology, but she divided the lot so that the double wide could be placed there, and it has been there since 1982.
State your name and address.
Mike McCary, 32570 McCary Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
Do you swear a testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
There is two deeds.
That's been two deeds for probably 20 years. That property, where the double wide trailer sits, is a separate deed from the rest of it.
Okay. Somehow, this garage got put on there.
Back.
And too close to the property line.
Evidently.
And I take it there's been a CO issued, or how did this come about? I mean,
I happen to see Mr. Lang.
None of this was just built.
No.
Okay.
It's all been there over 20 years.
Since 1979 to 80. Mm-hmm.
And when we inherited it, we started to divide it up, and that's when we come upon this situation.
If it's 79 or 80, I wouldn't have any record on the computer for that. I'd have to go back all the way through the assessment cards.
But you're saying you subdivided.
Oh, yeah. There was already two parcels to it.
Okay.
We just divided it up equal.
Okay, parcels. So this property line between the garage and the one-story dwelling has always been there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. The only thing we've done was just one was like an acre, and the other was like 4 point something. We just divided it in half is all we've done.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't understand.
I thought you were saying that you were now subdividing it and.
I'm just trying to get it straightened out.
Thank you, because I have no idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Cady?
No, sir.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the lot size and the narrowness contribute to its uniqueness. I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It was created by someone, but obviously not the applicant. Don't see where it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood and minimum variance to afford relief. Therefore, I make a motion. We approve case number 9,682.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9,682.
Thank you very much.
All in favor? Give you a voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case approved, ma'am.
Thanks for your time.